going, and if I miss out, someone will have to tell me. To the best of my knowledge, the next person that I could think of would be my very good friend Sam Mitchell from Lillooet at age 76. And I hope that's 75. 77. Ah, Sam just turned 77. I think I'm still okay by a couple of months. Sam, see my chair.
Well, Randy asked me to introduce myself in my language, so I guess I'll have to speak my language for you. Well, it's not going to go in. So called Mr. Musach, which can call him from Joan Colutin in the chair. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll introduce myself in English now. I'm 77 last June, and them days there was no such schooling for Indians. So, on the English language, that's why I know my language good. Because I never had no schooling. Sigurd and Shesha in Jordan Shadkin, the Jesuits, Quincy Macabush, and Jordan was with Stone and Polutin Skessa, Jordan is the Bepal, as Stemus Clayton show, into the Sukhs, the Gawinavch. My people and where I come from, there's about 500 of us in this reserve. And two or three of the boys mentioned it to me about 15 years ago. He says, maybe when you're gone, when you have passed away, there'll be hardly anybody here to speak the language. I told him, yes, we can get somebody to write it, maybe. And just then, in the meantime, this fella come along about 3 years ago. So he asked around and everybody, tell him where you go to Sam Mitchell about the language. So me and him, I forgot a lot of my own language, you know, but since he came, I thought about a lot of it, and I keep thinking about it. And he's going to try and get me to write it down, which I think I'm going to settle down and do that. Mishti, so then was in Kshetkin, a priest of Pstumi, and Kulutsnus Kese, August Sukulek was Nemos, and Dekum. Kuitkas, Kuitkas, Kulutsn, while doing Kshetkin, and we went out with. There's quite a few of us uses this language. There's a couple of friends of mine over there, I guess they'll be up here. Baptists can talk more than I can. So I'm glad that we're going to get our language on paper now. Before, we never had it on paper. It's just passed down. From where I come from, I'm the only one who can talk it. Well, there's some of the young kids now, they don't understand one word. We got some kids at the house, they have to talk to them English before they understand. That's about all I can say. Maybe some of the fellows can talk a little more.
I'd like to say a little bit about Sam Mitchell myself. I had the privilege of working with Sam for the last 3 years. I guess I started back in July of 68, and he certainly is not kidding. He is the person who knows more about his particular dialect of the Lillooet language. Incidentally, for those of you who don't know, Lillooet really refers to Mount Currie and Lillooet Lake and Lillooet River, are down closer to Squamish than they are to Lillooet. But it's a long story, but the town of Lillooet got misnamed. It should be Shot Winch. And but anyway, the dialect that Sam speaks is up the Fraser River at Lillooet. We've been working together doing quasi-linguistic work, I suppose you might want to call it. We got together a dictionary of about 2,000 items, both going from Indian to English and English to Indian, and made a number of other observations of the language. But I think that the most significant thing is that recently Sam has been learning how to write down the language himself, and has been translating what legends and other materials we've been able to gather, mostly from himself, because it's very hard to find other people who still know them from his area. I would also add that in the Lillooet area, people don't just go to Sam Mitchell for the language. They go to him for everything. He is the best known person there, and his knowledge of the country is really phenomenal. And I'm very happy that Sam could make it here today. A rather unfortunate thing happened to one of the reserves of his people, which you may have read about recently in the newspaper. A fire destroyed most of one of the old reserves in the greater Lillooet area a few days ago, and I'm very happy that Sam was still able to make it here. And not to mention the fact that it is the middle of the fishing season. They're coming up the river. They use the dip nets in that area, and they dry the fish by hanging them in the wind. I might add that, again, the biggest fishermen and the best fish come from Sam Mitchell around the Lillooet area. Still around the age of 75, 76, 77, I hate to use these numbers, but they're sort of relevant.